You know, I just think Tay's got to come out and continue to do what he's done in college, what he's done his entire career. And as a punt returner, the thing I stress a lot, man, it's about fielding the ball. It's about, you know, making the right decisions. And here's a guy that in college, he did that. He made the right decisions. And those plays will pay off because the other 10 guys that are on the field are going to do their job in block form and make sure that we get those yards.
That's Chris Horton, special teams coordinator for the Ravens, talking yesterday about his punt returner, LeJonte Wester. And I say it's their punt returner because last year they had four guys who couldn't do the job, and Wester looked supremely better than all of them.
You got four returners, you got none. Yeah, it's exactly. Like quarterbacks.
Yes. LeJonte Wester, assuming health, and we always have to say that, I guess, he's going to be the guy, and he was impressive Thursday.
I mean, as preseason debuts go, especially on a team that has this much star power and with so few star players actually playing, because despite whether Harbs wants to hear it or not, they're in Super Bowl or bust mode. For him to be that electrifying, I mean, it was captivating. Like it was wild, man. Like I was like, I kind of don't believe what I'm seeing here. Those back-to-back returns like that. Like, and then to show up down the field, you know, beating people down the sidelines and showing some hands and some vision, and I don't think he's going to be caught on to catch too many balls. But still, for him to have a night like that with the spotlight being so much on him, because again, as we've documented, there's not a whole lot of drama here. There's not a whole lot of room at the end in terms of position battles and roster fights and all that stuff. It was a tremendous debut. And I think, you know, he plays this game and then maybe he doesn't play the third game. Maybe that's enough.
It was just an element that was sorely lacking from this football team last year. And is he going to have a punt return for a touchdown every single time? No. But this helps change field position, and it takes a lot of pressure off the offense where they don't have to go 90 yards. And maybe it gets it to around midfield, and you get 45-yard drive. Special teams, it's a critical element of football, and the Ravens special teams last year just weren't good at all.
Well, that includes the coverage teams. And here's Chris Horton talking about the team's struggles in return coverage in practice, helping them during the game.
You know, the practices, it just gives us a better idea. We come out, we see we're going against someone else, and it just allows us to, are we in the right spots? Are we making the block? Are we doing the things with the pads on that's going to spring blocks, right? Kickoff return is about being on the right angles, being on the right spot, and blocking guys. And I thought in the game we did that for the most part, right? You look at Keaton. I thought Keaton had some good returns, and, you know, we're just going to run that. We're going to run that play vertical. I thought when Ali came in, it was the exact same play, and the play just hit downhill. So it just gives us an opportunity to look at ourselves, all right, make the corrections from the practice and bring it to the game.
Obviously just one preseason game, but their coverage teams were not good a year ago either.
And look, again, there were plenty of people who were out there for some of those joint practices who said it wasn't great on the special teams part of it all. So games are what matter. I understand that. But you also tend to play like you practice. So no one's sitting here saying mission accomplished, fait accompli. Like you know what I mean? Their special teams now across the board are good. But when you do have a night like that where individuals stand out, but the entire collective stands out in terms of coverage and return, I think what it does do is when some of these guys get cut or end up on the practice squad or on waivers or whatever, and the core special teamers start taking it over and you see more of the starters involved in special teams, because some of them are, it kind of throws the gauntlet down to them a little bit.
Sure. Iron sharpens iron, right, Jason?
Would be
you heard that before?
It.
Yeah.
It's on a shirt.
I think I read that in a fortune cookie once.
Yeah. I mean, it gets those guys to try to elevate their game. And it's a good, the back end of the roster is where guys make their bread in terms of special teams. And there's positions to be made. The Ravens lost a couple of their six-round corners, and that opens up some spots. And those guys, if you want to be active on game day, you got to be good on teams.
More from Chris Horton. He talks about Keaton Mitchell on returns.
I think for a guy like Keaton and a guy, any returner for that matter, right, that did not return in college, you know, those guys were too valuable for their offense, right? But here, man, it's like he's willing to do whatever it takes, and he has developed. And this play's a little bit different now, right? A lot of things happen a lot quicker. If a guy misses a block, now it's that cover guy right on the returner. So these plays, they hit downhill a lot quicker. But his development, he's fine. He's done a great job. Look, we saw him back there last year. He has success for us. We'll continue to have success. The better we get at blocking, the better we'll get at returning the football.
I don't know that I'd call what he did last year returning success necessarily, but he does have the burst back. We've seen that.
We weren't sure we were going to see him last year. Yeah. I mean, that was a catastrophic injury. Happened later in the year.
Sure. Could he give them something? We've talked about how we think there's going to be more kickoff returns this year because what the touchback's at 35. Could Keaton Mitchell turn himself into a bit of a weapon returning kickoffs?
I would not be worried about curtailing his use there because I don't, you know, again, as great as he looks, I just don't know that he fits into this backfield a whole lot. And if they don't trust you in pass protection, they're not going to use you a whole lot. We saw that when he sprung on the scene as a rookie, as much as he provided an element of surprise, and as much as, let's face it, back then they didn't have a running back room this deep, they still tread lightly with him because there was reason for trepidation. So, yeah, I let him return all the kickoffs.
Any way you can get Keaton Mitchell a football in space, you should do it. And kickoff return is definitely one of those areas. And I think I'm really anxious to see how much of an uptick we're going to see because the touchback at the 35, man, you can't be kicking it through the end zone every time.
One more from Chris Horton. Talks about his kicker, Tyler Loop, and he wants consistency from him.
The thought process is for us to just be consistent, right? I talked about this last week. In the last 2 years, 80% of our kicks, PATs and kicks included, came from under 40 yards. So we want to be good at the 80%. And we're working on that process for those longer kicks. Again, he has the leg strength to do that, but let's be good at where we need to be good at first.
Tyler Loop today, for what it's worth, according to our friend Jonas Schaefer, was 7-for-9 on field goals, missed from 46 early and from 48 on a rush attempt late, but 7-for-9 today.
And he's not going to be perfect. There's going to be misses. There's going to be misses between 40 and 50. You want those to be obviously as minimized as possible. You want the missed extra points to be as minimized as possible. And you want him to avoid any sort of ruts. And to this point, that's exactly what he's done. He had the one bad day at practice when Bone was there, came right back.
Bone's fault.
Hitting him from 50 the next day. Misses one, you know, pulls it, would one he would want back mechanically and otherwise, responds by making one beyond 50. So I think they're very comfortable with where he is. And again, the reality of that position is there's going to be a lot of guys on the street at any point in time who have done the job, at least to some degree at the NFL level before, who were only a phone call away.
For sure, and you know he has the leg, but to Chris Horton's point, you got to hit the layups. If you're 40 and in, you have to make all of those kicks. And then as you get deeper and you gain more trust, then we'll see the 50-plus yarders.
I guess according to the beat guys, he hit a 67-yarder today. So big leg from the looper. Let's hear one.
Well, it's humid out there. The ball carries.
One more. Let's hear from Zach Orr before we step out. And how about Cut 15, Beltway Ben? Talks about David Ajabo's work with the strength staff.
Yeah, because when, you know, now they're fully they've been fully immersed into the strength program, the performance program. Like, we got a great strength and performance staff here, man. They do a wonderful job. But, you know, when you're injured, your focus is rehab. Yeah, you're getting stronger, you're lifting, but the main thing is you're trying to get your injury stuff handled. Now, when you don't have any injuries, now you can really take your strength and your power and your explosiveness to a whole nother level. And those guys have done it. I mean, those guys were striking people. They've been striking people out here in practice. You saw it in the game. And just the way we want our guys to play here on the edge, it's a physical mindset to start off with.
Could a healthy David Ajabo be a stronger David Ajabo?
Well, I mean, him being able to show that he can stay healthy would be the first step towards showing he could be a productive NFL player. I don't know that we're going to find that out in August.
Ravens and Cowboys, week 2 of the preseason, Saturday, much closer to the start of football that matters. But coming up next, back to the Orioles. They lost 1-0 last night. Baltimore Baseball Tonight is at 5:30 this evening. Bob Haney, Mike Bordick, live from Pickles. And coming up next, we're joined by another member of our BBT coverage. It's Ryan Ripken, who joins us next here on The Fan.